Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But here to talk about that, the changes, the injuries, the possible return of healthy players from the Baltimore Sun. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Matt Wyrick. Matt, what is up? Good morning. How are you feeling today?
Doing good, fellas. How are you guys?
Doing all right. And look, Charlie Morton pitched better out of the bullpen. His last two starts, quality varieties, both lead to wins. And we were talking earlier about a zany scenario where Charlie Morton may, not saying it's real yet, but going from a guy that we all wanted DFA'd, well, a lot of fans did, to a guy that he might be able to trade if they're still out of it, and he's showing a pulse here. But what has led to Charlie Morton looking like the guy that Mike Elias signed in the first place for $15 million?
Yeah, certainly was a worst-case scenario start to the season for Morton, and took him a while to figure things out. You know, he identified what the problem was with his mechanics, realized he was tipping pitches a little bit, but also just wasn't getting his body, his lower half, kind of in sync with his arm. And it was causing his arm to kind of be behind the rest of his body, which was affecting his command. So he identified that as a problem, but he just wasn't able to get his arm synced up with his body. He was trying to speed up his arm to catch up to the rest of his delivery, and it just wasn't working until in Anaheim a little under a month ago now. He realized, why don't I just slow everything else down instead of trying to speed the arm up? And that is where he felt like things started to click. He was able to get his command back under control, and now has come back into the rotation and made two straight quality starts of very impressive variety. So obviously the White Sox being the White Sox, not a team that really strikes the fear of God into you by any means, but it's trending in the right direction. And, you know, there's certainly a path for him to be traded at the deadline as somebody who has a track record of providing innings and history in the playoffs of having success. You know, the Nationals traded John Lester, the ghost of John Lester, really, and got Lane Thomas for him at the trade deadline a couple of years ago in what ended up being Lester's final season. Maybe the Orioles pull the same with Morton. It remains to be seen.
Now, let's stay with the rotation in general, and in particular, you talk about the command improving for Morton. Sagano's kind of always been on point. Eplin coming out the IL was, you know, giving up a ton of homers, but boy, was he outstanding. Kramer. So what, Povich, all right, another discussion, I guess, to have. But what about the other four just getting it together outside of Morton, and why the command seems to be, they're winning the strike zone battle, it seems, against opposing hitters, at least during this recent stretch of success?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is part of what the design was for this rotation. It was really command over stuff. I mean, this isn't a rotation, especially without Bradish and Grayson Rodriguez in it, a rotation that blows you away with 99 mile per hour fastballs and crazy movement on the off speed. You know, this is a rotation largely built around veteran arms who can be a bit crafty. You know, no, guys who aren't going to light up the radar gun, but can have that pinpoint command. I mean, Zach Eflin has one of the lowest walk rates in baseball over the past few years, and Tomoyuki Sugano came over from Japan with a similar track record. So it kind of checks out that that is, as the rotation has started to round into form, the way it's been doing it. It's just a question of how sustainable that is. In today's game, it's not a way that a lot of teams have constructed their pitching staffs, and certainly not their rotations and the front ends of it. But it's a way the Orioles have had success so far. And, you know, this was the plan, was for how this is shaping out. So whether that can continue, I think is going to be a big part of, you know, where we see the Orioles ending up by the trade deadline next month.
All right, Matt, we'll look at Heston Kjerstad and given opportunities now because of Kowser hurt. O'Neill's been on the shelf a couple of times, as you know, because you're in that clubhouse all the time. Now Mullins, he's going to be out for at least 10 days, maybe longer. Who really knows? But has Heston Kjerstad, in your opinion, been given a fair amount of at-bats to prove what he's capable of, or are we still maybe making absolute decisions on this kid way too early here?
I mean, it's certainly still early for him in terms of the number of at-bats he has in his career. And, you know, I would never say that he's reached his apex this early into his MLB career. There's certainly room for him to turn things around. But as far as this opportunity he's gotten, it's been a fair one for sure. He's gotten the opportunity to play every day, to play both corner outfield spots, to start against lefties. Basically everything that you would want for a young player to have a runway to prove himself, and ultimately he hasn't been able to do it. You know, and even staying healthy so far this year, he's been able to do it after dealing with injuries the past couple of seasons. So it's obviously a disappointing stretch for Kjerstad, and you know, with Colton Kowser coming back, Ramon Laureano might not be far behind. Jord Westberg obviously nearing a return. They're going to have to make some roster moves. And do they decide to, you know, hold on to Cooper Hummel, who can play both corner outfield spots, maybe better defensively than Kjerstad can, and give Kjerstad a chance to reset in AAA? I feel like it's got to be on the table at this point. And, you know, whether they're willing to take that drastic an action with him, with the guys they have coming back, I think we're going to see in the next couple of days.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles off today in Seattle, 3-game set. Starts tomorrow night out there. They got to keep Cal Raleigh in the ballpark. That's one key for that series. But with Kobe Mayo, we talk about opportunity. He has 60 career at-bats. We know, like Kjerstad, he was wearing a slow-pitch softball for him down on the farm. So he's going to get an opportunity with Mountie out, it looks like. Matt, what do you think about Kobe Mayo maybe seizing said opportunity here?
Yeah, you know, I think any numbers that Kobe Mayo has posted to this point in his MLB career really have to be thrown out. He just hasn't played regularly enough and long enough to really have any kind of meaningful takeaways. And that was obviously what we were saying about Heston Kjerstad up until this season. And he's done what he's done with that opportunity. But now I think with Ryan Mountcastle being on the injured list, this is your first real opportunity to see him at first base. You know, obviously third has been a bit of an adventure for him thus far. A lot of people think that he is going to end up at first eventually anyway. So with Mountcastle on the injured list, with a hamstring strain that can be fickle, you know, this is maybe your chance to really see if he can kind of run away with a job. Obviously, with Jordan Westberg coming back, he's not really going to be able to play much third base, especially with Ramon Arias and his bat, and you wanting to keep that in the lineup as well. First is really the only place I think you can play him on an everyday basis now for the next week or two, and maybe this is his chance to finally show us what he can do at the MLB level once he finally starts to settle in.
Hey, Matt, from what you're seeing from Rutschman and what you've seen from Rutschman, do you have any faith or belief that he's going to get it turned around?
Man, you know, we're getting deep into the season to talk about how the expected numbers are different from the actual numbers. At a certain point, you do have to produce, and ultimately Adley Rutschman hasn't been able to do that. I do think that there have been moments this year that you see the Adley Rutschman of old going the opposite way, you know, working walks, things like that. But ultimately, you know, it's been a struggle, and it's been a struggle now for going on a year. So there is, you know, something to be said for what your baseball card looks like. And right now it hasn't been pretty, but you know, the Orioles hitting coaches, everybody in that building insists that the process is good, that there's going to be better results. You know, I think we're just reached the point now where, you know, he has to start showing it. because if we get into the second half of this season late in the year, and he is still not hitting the way that we've seen Adley Rutschman hit, I don't think that you can go into next season, you know, assuming that he is going to bounce back like I think you were able to do coming into this year.
Matt Weirich, real quick, by the end of June, will the Orioles be within 5 of the wild card? Yes or no?
I will say 5. I think I could see them being within 5, but ultimately they've got to be able to build off of what they're doing now. The playoffs are still just so far away. You know, I don't know that this team has a lot that needs to go right before I think we can start talking about playoffs.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun. Matt, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate it, fellas.
There's Matt Weirich. We'll come back, whip around what happened in the world of sports over the weekend. A few things, so stick around for those. And then Howard Balzer, been covering the National Football League for many, many years. He's one of the best at it. We'll get his thoughts on this week's football news, which is heading into OTAs, week number 2. Then you got mandatory mini camps, and believe it or not, we got the season right around the corner.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game.
Everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We'll get to Nolan's Funhouse. Vinny's going to tell you how his hernia surgery went.
Oh, yeah. Surgery was good. Still painful, though. Sitting in these chairs.
We don't want to cause any problemos here. We're talking about how uncomfortable these over 10-year chairs are. But it is what it is. NBA Finals are set as the Knicks, they go out quietly on Saturday night at Indiana. And a guy that was doing not MVP stuff still did some MVP level stuff, I guess.
They've got to get up to the level of the screen on pick and rolls and get out of that deep drop coverage that Towns has been caught in several times.
Brunson gets bumped by Siakam, who's got the ball, and over Brunson puts up a three.
Pascal Siakam, 3 of his 31 on Saturday as the Indiana Pacers closed out the Knicks 125-108. And Siakam won the Larry Bird Award as the Eastern Conference Finals Most Valuable Player. And Haliburton was sitting there like, all right, he was ready to walk up and take the trophy. But it wasn't his. But he still was incredible. 21 points and his big shot at the end of game one kind of set the tone for the rest of the series. But Pascal Siakam, who won an NBA title, if you remember, with Toronto, back with Kawhi Leonard 6 years ago, he's four games away from winning his second for the first time since 2000 with Reggie Miller and Chris Mullin and Jalen Rose. Larry Bird was the coach of that team. The Pacers get to the NBA Finals, where they would take on the Oklahoma City Thunder, who quietly put Minnesota's season to bed last week. They met twice, OKC and Indiana, during the regular season. Thunder won both, 120-114 in Indiana, and then a blowout fashion, 132-111 in Oklahoma City. So the tip-off for game number one is Thursday. Thunder, former Sonics, they won a title in Seattle, beat the Bullets, as a matter of fact, back in 79. But they haven't won one in OKC. They made the finals back in 2012. But this is their first chance at a title. And I understand they're intertwined as franchises. But, you know, it's like the Ravens and Browns. This is their own little thing here. This is you. You're OKC. You've been in existence for over 15 years. What Pascal Siakam, Tyrese Haliburton do has nothing to do with Sean Kemp, Gary Payton, Jack Sigma, Dennis Johnson, or anything like that. This is your thing. Win it. Own it. We assume Seattle's going to get an expansion team here soon when they look to Vegas and definitely get one.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Now, Bob, who do you like in the series?
I like OKC in five, maybe six.
Ooh.
Because they're going to D up old Tyrese Haliburton, and they can score in waves. So I could see OKC kind of housing Indiana when it's all said and done. And we'll break down the finals as the week progresses here. Speaking of finals, Stanley Cup finals, they're set as well. As Edmonton closed out their series against Dallas, Panthers made short work of Carolina. So starting Wednesday night in Edmonton, Oilers in Florida in a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup championship, which went to the Panthers. Panthers, what, third straight year they've been in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yep.
Trying to win back-to-back, joining an elite group of teams that have accomplished that feat.
This is by far the two best teams in the league. And you know what's interesting? What both teams did was, both teams, they were like, we don't care about winning the President's Trophy. We don't need to win a division. We just need to win enough games to get in and be healthy at the end. And that's kind of what happened to both of these teams. You know, I mean, McDavid missed, what, the last 10, 12 games of the regular season? Tkachuk was out for a lot of the time. And, you know, so now both teams are healthy. Both teams are playing well. So it's going to be exciting. And, Bob, how about the travel? Edmonton to Miami?
Well, there's far points from each side of the continent.
Oh, my God, yes.
Isn't it? Who do you like in this one?
You know what? I can go back and forth in this one. I can see seven games again, Bob, because I think that's how even... I'm going to go with McDavid this time. And, Bob, I guess it's, you know, like when they won, when Edmonton beat Dallas, the trophy that they get, you know, normally you don't touch it because you're superstitious, but last year they lost. So McDavid, when he went up there this time, you know, he grabbed it and he said, okay, hey, we're trying something different this year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know enough about to make an educated pick, but I'll go with Edmonton because they haven't won one since, what, 88? The year after they traded Gretzky, as a matter of fact, or 2 years later,
Messier.
They won the Stanley Cup without Wayne Gretzky. But that's been 30-some years, if I'm not mistaken. Florida, okay, you've had your time in the sun. Let's get seven games of playoff hockey.
Well, what they're saying, Bob, is everybody wants to play in Florida because sunshine and no tax. You know, that's why everybody likes to go there.
Whip around, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fed College World Series. Wright State beat Vanderbilt 5-4 yesterday. Vandy, number one seed, don't even make it out of the regional. They're eliminated. Same thing with the University of Texas, the number two seed, as they lose to Texas San Antonio. We were actually watching yesterday. Georgia lose to Oklahoma State. So a lot of these top 10 teams don't even get to the College World Series. They're still in the regional part of it. I guess it's technically the College World Series when you get to Omaha, but they're not even going there. It's like losing in the second round of the NCAA tournament as a number one seed. Only the second time it's happened since they went to the seeding back in 99, 2014. Number one and number two didn't make it out of the region.
I think it's kind of cool that they don't, you know, to see some of these other teams have the opportunity and go knock off the big team. I mean, I think people like the Cinderella stories.
Yeah, to a certain level.
Right, and then, when they get to Omaha, they want the real teams.
Yeah.
They want the LSUs and all that.
Unless it becomes Villanova 85, and then they're making documentaries about that team. And real quick, this day in Orioles history, it is June 2nd, 2012, at Tampa. Andy Chavez, Nolan, hit a home run. Brian Mattis, rest in peace. He went 7 1/3, 7 Ks. Jim Johnson, his 17th save as the Orioles beat the Rays 2-1. And then 2 years ago in San Francisco, Gunnar went yard. O'Hearn and Mateo had ribbies. Dean Kramer goes six strong with six strikeouts. Picks up his sixth win of the season. The Mountain picked up his 14th save. Orioles edged the Giants 3-2. This year's Orioles, they're off. They swept the White Sox. We'll talk about that later on in the show when we get to the American League East report around 1:15. But coming back next, we'll talk some NFL. Ravens back at OTAs tomorrow. 3 days open to the media this week. How about a little gift from the Ravens to the media? We'll talk NFL with Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer here on The Fan.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So here he is, longtime NFL writer, does it as well as anyone. He's our buddy on the Window Nation guest hotline, Howard Balzer. Howard, good morning. How are you feeling out there?
I'm feeling good. Feeling good. A couple of weeks ago, put Lindy's magazine to bed for the 33rd time. So that'll be on the newsstand soon. So anytime that's done, that's always a deep breath that I take when that whole magazine is finished each year.
Now, since you're based out in Arizona with the Cardinals, you look at the NFC West, the Rams defending champs. Seattle they missed the playoffs barely, but they lost their quarterback, brought in Darnold. Arizona was actually playing well in the second half of the season. 49ers, all right, we'll call that a mulligan, crappy, injury-related year. How are we handicapping the NFC West right now, which potentially, Howard, looks like it could be one of the more competitive divisions in the National Football League this season?
I definitely think it will be one of the more competitive divisions. And when you look at it, you know, certainly the AFC North is very strong, although you really wonder about Cleveland and the NFC North with all those teams that were in the playoffs. I don't know that the NFC West is capable of putting up the type of records, for example, that the teams in the NFC North had last year. But when you look at it, like you said, I mean, you know, Seattle and the Rams tied for first place in the division with 10 wins, and the Rams got it on a tiebreaker. The division title. The Cardinals were only two games back. And then, like you said, the 49ers, not that far behind with everything that happened to them with the injuries. So it will be competitive. I don't know if a team will win more than 10 or 11 games in it. And so I would expect all four teams potentially to be in the hunt. And, you know, Seattle, you mentioned losing. You know, Geno Smith gets traded. They trade DK Metcalf. Tyler Lockett gets released. So they're going to have a big sea change in the offensive skill people. You know, the Rams, I think most people look at the Rams as probably on paper the favorite, but I think the Cardinals are going to challenge them with the way they've improved the defense in the offseason. And the 49ers really, guys, are the wild card because, even with guys coming back that were injured last year, like Christian McCaffrey, like Trent Williams, I mean, Williams is up there in the years. The defense has lost some top-notch players. They did get Brock Purdy signed, obviously. Brandon Ayuk, who they lost for the season early with an ACL injury, who knows when he's going to be, you know, 100%. So they're the real wild card. It's hard to figure out what they are going to be with all the changes they have been made. A lot of players leaving and a lot of new players coming.
Hey, Howard, do you think that Kansas City's kind of come back to the pack a little bit? I like what Buffalo has done, you know, defensively. They tried to get bigger defensively to help them with the run. And I don't see anybody that has a better roster than the Ravens. Total overall top 22 than the Ravens.
No, it's probably, are you talking AFC or the whole league?
We'll talk AFC.
Yeah, but I think even in the context of the whole league, they're one of the better rosters, no doubt about it. And so I think, but in terms of your first question with the Chiefs, I think there's a real opportunity there for, you know, the improvement we saw from the Broncos last year. Now you have Bo Nix in his second season. You have the Chargers with Justin Herbert. You know, the Raiders are kind of a wild card with, you know, who knows how that quarterback situation is going to work out. But you know, I think there could be a challenge to the Chiefs. They always do find a way, though, and that's the one thing about them, that even when things aren't going the way they totally want them to and they haven't been as explosive offensively, as they were in recent seasons. Certainly, a certain amount of that is the injuries. You know, first they trade Tyreek Hill, then they have Rashee Rice, and he gets hurt early. So, but they still have some pretty darn good supporting cast if the offensive line plays well. So, yeah, I think, you know, the Ravens are right there with their roster. You know, certainly I'm real curious about the Bengals, who always seem to get off to a slow start, but then come on strong, which they did again last year, but didn't have enough to get into the postseason. A lot of defensive questions still there. And, you know, right now the Bills look like, you know, the class of the AFC, but obviously things can change when the season opens. That's the biggest thing about it. You never know where the injuries are going to hit. You never know, you know, teams that all of a sudden start playing well and are surprise teams. That's what makes the NFL such a crapshoot every year. We all think we know what's going to happen, but certainly we don't, because just about anything can and does.
Hey, Howard, you know what's impressive to me about the AFC West? Has there ever been a division where the coaches in the division are so good? I mean, when you look at the West, you know, with Andy Reid and with Peyton and with Harbaugh and Pete Carroll, I mean, that's pretty damn good coaching.
It's unbelievable, really. And we had a note in one of the stories in Lindy's about that and those coaches and what their combined record is overall in their NFL careers. And it's just phenomenal. And especially with Andy Reid, who's, you know, top five all time. And so it's a great, you know, great coaching tree there. The quarterbacks obviously are a big thing, you know, that drives it. And, you know, we know about the Chiefs. We know about the Chargers. I just mentioned Nixon his second year. You know, again, what will happen with the Raiders? Will Geno Smith, you know, play at a high level with that supporting cast? But there's certainly the possibility that they'll be very competitive. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So, yeah, I don't know if there's been a time where a division has had that many all-time great coaches. Probably not. It's an amazing group.
Hey, Howard, are you a believer in J.J. McCarthy? Because if J.J. is good, the Vikings are going to be right there, too. And that division is going to be real tough, too. Because I think Chicago is going to be somewhat of a surprise team with, you know, Green Bay and Detroit. It's going to be an interesting division.
No doubt about it. You know, and everyone remembers, even as bad as thing, or everyone forgets, really, that even as bad as everything ended up with the Bears last year and making the changes in the coaching staff, I mean, they were 4-2 with Caleb Williams as a rookie, and then they lost that crazy Hail Mary game, yeah. And from there, it just totally fell apart. Well, they're going to be better, you would think, with Ben Johnson as the head coach. And, you know, your first question is the big one about the Vikings. I don't know how anyone can really predict how he's going to be. I mean, obviously, he was picked number one overall for a reason. They have a very good coaching staff that will bring him along, you know, that will be able to coach him. And they have the supporting cast with Justin Jefferson, with Jordan Addison. I don't know that they're capable of winning 14 games like they did last year. But as long as McCarthy just plays at a good level, he doesn't have to be great. As long as he plays at a good level, they're obviously going to be a very competitive team. But until he gets out there and plays in an NFL game week to week consistently, you just don't know how he's going to be. And that's, you know, that's one of the beauties of it. We all believe what could happen, and the guy's definitely talented, but he does have the supporting cast with a running game, good offensive line that should make him, you know, very productive. And how he'll do in the fourth quarter of games, when the game's on the line, third down, red zone, all of those things, those three areas are really overall what separate teams and what separate quarterbacks from everybody else.
Howard Balzer, real quick, July 31st, Aaron Rodgers will be where?
Oh, boy. I still believe it's going to be the Steelers. It's hard to believe that the Steelers wouldn't have some kind of really strong feel of what's going to happen here, because here we are, like you mentioned right at the top, you know, mini camps will be done in about 2 weeks, and then a month off, and a little over a month off until training camp. And I don't know if they expect Aaron Rodgers to walk in there and start learning the offense immediately, but it's hard to believe they wouldn't have done more with that position if they had any true sense that Aaron Rodgers won't be their quarterback, at least for this season.
Howard Balzer, you mentioned Lindy's. Tell us about it real quick.
On the newsstand by June 10th, wherever you get your news. You know, newsstands don't exist much anymore. But, you know, people can Google Lindy's and find out the phone number, 205-871-1182. And you can actually call them and order the magazine, and you'll get it sent. So you don't have to go looking around town at supermarkets or wherever to get it. You can call them, and they'll send it to you. So that's always a good way to get the magazine. Lindy, in fact, told me when I was down there, they send out from their office well over 25,000 magazines, not only the NFL, but all the college magazines they have. They send out that many from their office every year.
Howard Balzer, appreciate the time as always. Congratulations yet again on Lindy's, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys.
Thanks,
take
Howard.
Care.
There's Howard Balzer, everybody. We'll come back, reset for you. Find out if we have time. Vinny's going to talk about his hernia surgery. News from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Revisit some of the stuff we got from one winning drive last Wednesday. Count some early week money, hopefully, with buy or sell and the sports subjects of the day. And Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun. Talk Ravens with him at 12:30. So stick around. Orioles off tonight in Seattle. They just swept the White Sox. They won 6 of 8. We're cool, right? We're good? Yeah, no, maybe I don't know. I guess Vinny's coming back from hernia surgery.
Yeah.
So how did that go? Nolan, I think, is way too, let's say, you're way.
Where are you going with this?
You're not ready for this sort of stuff that us old geezers have to deal with, like hernia surgery.
Yeah, I was hoping I'd get at least 5 more years before that stuff.
Right, right.
Well, it's hereditary, Nolan. It's definitely hereditary, and I had, like, double hernia surgery, so I got, like, 3 spots on my stomach where I got stitches in them right now. And it went fine. I mean, it was fine. You know, can't do anything, can't lift anything, couldn't drive for a couple of days. And I still can't lift anything over 5 pounds for 2 weeks. And then after that, for 2 more weeks, I can't lift anything over 20 pounds. So kind of stinks. He said rest is your friend because, you know, they put whatever bandages they put in there to block, you know, to take care of the hole, the mesh they put in there to block the holes or whatever. It's got to heal. So that's kind of what I'm going through. Yeah. Does it hurt? Yeah. It just feels like you can't stretch out because you're like tied together, you know? So yeah, it's not painful. I mean, I haven't taken any pain medication or anything. It's just irritating, you know, that, you know, you're not that hungry because you don't work out. I mean, I lay on the couch, you know, me and the dogs. Bob, I was bored crapless, you know. I mean, I watched the Orioles, and I was telling you off air. There was nothing, like, hockey was over. There was one basketball. Like, yesterday, there was the golf. That was a blowout, too. So, I mean, there was nothing on TV. And then Saturday, you know, I was going to go and see the Tom Cruise movie, you know, but it was full. It's at 1:20.
What Tom Cruise movie?
The new Mission Impossible
one. Oh.
That's just out. It just came out last week.
Okay.
So I was going to go check that out. But then, you know, so what I've been doing, I've been watching a bunch of documentaries, you know, because Saturday I watch a bunch of documentaries. I said, oh, cool. I got till 4 o'clock to kill, till the Orioles come on. Then I'm good, you know, till 7 o'clock at night. So there was some, like, the Osama bin Laden ones on Netflix, awesome. And there's 3 episodes, and they were great. I mean, I couldn't leave them. They're all 50 minutes. I watched all 3 in a row. And then the one on the Boston Marathon, that one was real good, too. So there's some good documentaries out there. But, yeah, I'm rather bored.
Well, you're in a convalescing, and surgery's always a complicated thing. Just do what the doctor says. Don't exert yourself, or you'll be back in there doing it again.
Oh, yeah.
Probably even to a worse scale. All right, Nolan, you want to go to the funhouse? You want to comment?
We
want to go back to Manzolini again?
Manzolini.
What are we doing here?
Well, Manzolini I like. Manzolino, different story.
Yeah, no. Hey, Norm, let me just say, you got more energy and juice than he does when he talks.
Well, I did notice this listening to his post game yesterday and going back to the point about giving him credit when they win. There was a different sound to him yesterday. And I don't know if it's just as simple as we won 3 in a row. The team looks like they're playing better ball overall. That's all it took. Maybe he's more comfortable now than he was when he got thrown right into the deep end of the pool without any experience. In reality, it's probably a combination of both. firing him at this point accomplishes nothing. I was never calling for Mancelino to lose his job.
No, absolutely not.
But it was just more so, hey, the grass wasn't always greener type of situation. Still don't think he's the long-term guy, but if he's going to make the rest of this year a little more enjoyable to watch, then so be it.
If he gets him into the playoffs, which I don't think he will, well, his players won't do enough to do it. If he gets him in, do you have to give him the full-time job? I mean, there have been situations where this has happened, where a guy comes in for whatever circumstance, like Rob Thompson, Philadelphia a couple years ago with Joe Girardi. Girardi, that was a better team, I think, the Phillies than the Orioles are right now. And they wound up getting to the World Series. He got the gig, and now they're expected to challenge, even though they're kind of scuffling a little bit right now. And then in the NBA, for all you younger people, Jack McKinney was the head coach of the 79-80 Lakers. I mean, if you watched that greatly embellished Showtime thing on HBO a couple years ago, he got hurt riding his bicycle, which really did happen. Paul Westhead came in as assistant and took over. They won the NBA championship, and he got the full-time gig. And then McKinney wound up going to Indiana, won Coach of the Year for the Pacers the next season, if I'm not mistaken. But McKinney, Westhead had lasted another year, and then Magic got him Cundiff in 82. And then his assistant, Pat Riley, took over, and the rest is history.
Right. I think a playoff appearance, that has to be like the minimum to even have the conversation about bringing him back. And even then, as crazy as it would sound to say, hey, you brought us all the way back, made the playoffs, you're still not the guy. But I just feel like philosophy-wise, they're searching or should be searching in a different direction.
I'm all about maybe a more veteran-y or proven. We were talking Skip Schumacher last week, who was with Mabry in Miami, and they were teammates in St. Louis. So if you want to start connecting early dots, Elias, his tree is kind of reaching out into all these different branches. Matt Holliday and Mabry were teammates, and say, you know what I'm saying? Just throwing it out there.
Well, the thing that was kind of amazing, Bob, is like when the Mabry came, then you kind of really kind of learned about all the assistants and how inexperienced they all are.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy, you know, how that
Freddie Gonzalez was asked to leave.
Yeah.
And they hired Chirinos, right? To be the bench coach. And
right.
How many years of coaching experience did he have? He was an active player when Adley got called up.
Right.
Put her in perspective. We got time for the Funhouse or no?
Not this time.
All right. We'll come back. News from the Nest. We'll get to the Funhouse coming up 12:45. Going to hear from some Ravens as they met with the media last Wednesday. More coming your way tomorrow and the 3 days this week as it's open to the media. OTAs, 3 days open to the media. This was not the original plan, but we're not whining about it for sure. Buy or sell 12:15. And then Brian Wacker will talk Ravens with him. Lamar Jackson's contract. It's not a big story now, but when will it become one?
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.